Blog Talk Radio.
What's not happening?
Why is this? It's not muted.
It's not muted.
Why is it not playing loud?
Is the volume turned up?
How embarrassing is this? Sorry, guys. Let me see. Live radio. Yeah, volume's turned up as loud as it'll go.
Okay. Is it playing on the YouTubies?
Not playing on my end.
I am 5 and 6. Oh, 4. There it is. We are so sorry, but can... Go ahead, Jimmy Gray.
Apparently, I gave it to one of my boys.
Sorry, guys. I could mirror it. Anyway, okay. We've got the show notes, Jimmy Gray.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. It is Monday, December the 30th of 2019. Yes, December 30th of 2019. We are right around the corner from New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, a whole new year.
A new decade.
A new decade.
Yes.
Yeah.
So excited.
So this will be, what, the second decade in the 2000s?
Yes.
Because the first one was 1 through 0 through whatever. Anyway, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Yes, we are here, fortunately. Hey, and speaking of here, even Miss Eva made it. Hello, Miss Eva. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You sound
just another day.
You sound good.
Just another day in my life. So how y'all doing?
Working and sleeping on my end. That's all I get to do hardly, and it's not anybody's fault but my own.
Never a dull moment.
She never has dull moments.
Never.
Never.
If it is dull, I usually make up something to make it more interesting. Okay, I'll stop now. Oh, show myself out. I'm just excited because 2020.
Well, yeah. I mean, isn't this the year we're supposed to get our flying cars?
Wow. I didn't know that. I'll have to do some investigating in.
Well, this would have been something that they were talking about probably back in the 50s.
There's actually a book, and it's called Man, Where's My Jetpack? And it talks about all the things that we were supposed to get. It's a real super duper easy read, too. So,
cool.
It's a pretty cool book.
I was looking through some headlines trying to see what we could talk about today. Apparently, the insanity in the world has not changed. Miss Nancy, we've got to get this impeachment done before the election. Pelosi knows that she's not going to be able to get anything to happen the way she wants it to happen in the Senate, so now she's trying to slow walk or no walk the papers. There's apparently some GOP insider that most people have never heard of who seems to think that the Senate should be able to take a secret vote to discount your vote.
The Senate can take a secret vote to discount the people's vote?
That's what she's saying. Well, if you voted for Trump, anything and everything they've been trying to do to get him impeached since before his inauguration, if you want to track back through the headlines, and so the impeachment begins, that kind of thing.
Like January 17th.
Well, the whole impeachment process has been an attempt to cancel out the vote of a good portion of the American people.
Yes.
I mean, in reality.
Well,
so
isn't that what the Electoral College is for, though?
Well, the Electoral College is to, okay,
Yeah, I mean, I understand what it what its intent is, but it's basically so that
everyone has a say.
Everyone, yes.
All the states.
Yes, not just California, New York,
right,
and Florida. You know, I would hope that even if she does not take the articles of impeachment to the Senate floor, I would hope that they would still have some sort of trial just to give Trump a chance to kind of
present his side of the story.
Yeah.
At least. And not in the typical Trumpian fashion, but have
a team
of lawyers that are like, listen, this is the deal, you know, and y'all want to go and play these games like this. Well, here's the thing. Y'all want to talk about quid pro quo, withholding public funds, you know, for personal gain. Well, you know, you guys brought this into the forefront. You guys made this accusation, but here's your boy Biden right here. Admitting to the Council on Foreign Relations in a video that has been released on the YouTubes and spread far and wide that he's doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And he was vice president at the time. So this thing about holding the president to a higher standard, see, and that's one thing that I really love because, you know, apparently senators and representatives aren't held to the same standard. And I don't understand why.
I didn't know that. I thought that.
Isn't that what's implied every time they say the president should be held to a higher standard?
That's what the left implies, unless it's Bill Clinton.
Well.
Or he'll.
He's trying to get the cushions comfortable on the couch.
You know, there's
a possibility.
That, you know, the hammer and sickle were going to come, and no pun intended, and no Russian collusion, okay? The hammer
and
the sickle.
We know you've got an open line.
Right.
We know you've got an open line to Vlad, a red phone on your desk.
Exactly. I think that a lot has to do with, and there's a possibility that they were being investigated, so they found out they were being investigated, so they had to go hard and heavy on Trump, because all of them are dirty, okay? All of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, either they have, either they've been playing footsie with Ukraine themselves, and it's not just the Bidens. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Jr., totally, completely busted in a Burisma-like scam, too. And she did a commercial for Ukraine, for this company. And we know that Lindsey Graham is a friggin' rhino. He is such a traitor. Hashtag term limits. And he's just a creep too. He had vested interest in Ukraine also, and in China, just like the other ones had vested interest in China too. And you have Adam Schiff, the same dealio with him. Plus hashtag Ed Buck. I mean, murderer Ed Buck and Adam Schiff and his ties, and not only Adam Schiff, but Ted Lieu, congressman from California, another Californian. You know, he had ties to Ed Buck also. What the heck is going on? And are we this stupid? Are we this naive? What is our dealio? What is wrong with us? Why aren't we demanding some change?
Yeah, but what kind of change? And see, here's things get sticky. When everybody starts jumping up and just demanding change, I mean, there needs to be some detail behind this change. You know,
okay,
we need to address what the change needs to be.
Okay, guilty of sin. Okay, the whole lot of them. And it's been proven that they are guilty. Trump has not committed any impeachable offenses. So they're just pulling trumped, and no pun intended, trumped up charges on him that make no sense, that aren't even stickable. You know, this is beyond me. Nancy Pelosi, you know, I'm a Catholic, you know, trust me.
I was raised not to hate.
Okay, you know, okay, but also her being raised a Catholic, so it's okay that pedophiles roam free because
yeah,
she's
and
Catholic?
You know, yeah, and it's okay, you know, to kill a baby.
Right.
You know, as it's coming out of the birth canal.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, this is back backwards. I mean, she should not be in charge.
Speaker of the House.
Yeah, Speaker of the House. She is incompetent.
Well,
you know,
it's almost comical how they will wrap themselves up in whatever flag or whatever Bible or whatever cover they need, you know, at the time to make themselves look good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but
like, right now they're so worried about what would the founders do? What would the founders say?
Oh my God!
The founders
would
be, you know,
the founders would.
They
would
have already taken up arms.
They would have hung them up. I mean, seriously, yeah, they would have strung them up for treason.
They would have implemented Exercise the Logan Act. You bet.
So, you know.
This is crazy, but is it us that?
No.
I mean, a big portion of it is us for allowing this to happen. Again, you know, I think that we need to be proactive, and we need to make citizens' arrests. There was a guy who I follow on the Twitter, and
yeah, but you know how the citizens' arrest things goes. You were around when that old boy did that.
You know,
there was one gentleman going to try to make a citizen's arrest of a courthouse, a local grand jury foreman.
Yeah.
Because he's been basically the grand jury foreman for like 15 years in Tennessee or wherever the hell it was. Maybe it was Georgia.
No, it was Tennessee because the other person was going from Georgia to Tennessee
right.
just to watch.
Well, he was supposed to record.
Yeah. Yeah.
And served 5 years for crossing the state lines with a weapon.
It was locked up in the back of his vehicle to
right.
begin with.
Okay, but do you not think even if 20 people stood on the steps of the Senate or Congress and incarcerated, did a citizen's arrest, actually held these people, don't you think that it's going to get some kind of news traction, even from mainstream media?
Sure it would.
But it would be the wrong kind of attention.
It would be a bunch of crazies decided they were going to take the law into their own hands and hold
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi or whomever hostages until they got their political way.
Yeah, a bunch of right-wing nut job Trump supporters.
Exactly.
I mean, unfortunately, especially with the way the media is nowadays, I'm relatively certain, unless there was someone there that was at least an independent news source, if not a friendly to your cause news source to get the word out, I think that's exactly how it would be portrayed.
Well, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry, Miss Diva.
No. Also, we have Obama just recently. I don't know. I don't have a date on this. Of course, my eyesight's not all that great. I'm sure I could find a date on it, though. Obama admits being from Kenya recently. Okay, within this 2019. And so, totally, completely illegitimate president. And, oh my gosh, I don't know. I just don't get it. But as far as our forefathers, you betcha, they would be scalping these people.
Could you imagine George Washington, like, just beating the fire out of James Schiff? What's the name? Adam Schiff. That would be so awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Right? I don't
wash his mouth. That was so. You filthy liar.
I don't always believe in the vigil ante approach, but sometimes I think it's necessary.
Sometimes you just gotta. Yeah.
Right. It's bizarro. We reside in bizarro world.
If you had asked me 20 years ago that going to the 2020 that, you know, I mean, first of all, if you had asked me 20 years ago that Donald Trump was going to be our president, and he turned out to be one of the best presidents we all ever had.
That was the same thing they said about Reagan.
You know, I mean, seriously.
You know, the idea that Reagan would eventually be a president was just completely unheard of.
Well, he went from Democrat actor to Republican president. Or, excuse me, governor of California, then on to president. You know,
so
it,
he
it
switched
is,
before
it
he became
crazy.
Governor?
Huh?
I was just inquiring if he had actually switched before he became the governor, that's all.
He switched, because he was a Republican governor here. So,
okay.
And, I had a discussion when I was in the hospital with one of the nurses, and I could tell she was just SJW. So, of course, I always have to push the envelope there. And I said, freaking, I love Trump. I said, it's about damn time somebody shook all those people up.
Well, that's definite. I mean, you know, that needed to happen. I mean, it really did. And then, you know, it's like, I'm not in the loop. I have no idea what's supposed to be happening. I know that Virginia, a lot of the counties in Virginia have decided to become Second Amendment sanctuaries.
Right.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, Texas passed a similar law way back when. I don't know, a while back. But what I'm curious about, I don't know what laws they're talking about implementing unless it's just general, you know, Democrats are getting in power or trying to get in power, so we need to, you know, pass these laws or whatever. But even the governor of Virginia is like, well, we may have to call out the National Guard in order to confiscate these weapons. I mean, you know, the levels of insanity are reaching peaks. I mean, you know, and I don't believe that the people that are wanting to do the sanctuary counties are the crazy ones.
Of course not. It is. He's the same guy that, you know, is in favor of infantize and where it's late term abortion having the baby be born and then decide whether to kill the baby or not. Dude is crazy. There is something seriously wrong. He is wired incorrectly. can't say what I want to say. You know, and who in their right mind, that's kind of like, you know, calling the National Guard to go to Kent State. Hello. And look at what a disaster that was.
Yeah, that was definitely a disaster.
And you know, and this, and that's what will happen. You know, and then are we the people going to just lackadaisically step back and just accept this? What if Kent State happened today? What would we the people do if Kent State happened today?
I have no idea. I really don't. Because, again, it's a situation the people that are making the stupid decisions have insulated themselves so far. I know they're not physically out of reach, but they've insulated themselves so far legally out of reach that anything done against them is considered a federal crime.
You know, it is bizarre, though. But for Ralph Northam to have the National Guard, call the National Guard, and really, is the National Guard going to actually do that? Did they take an oath like our military did?
I believe they do. I believe they take the same oath.
You know, and so then they're breaking their oath. They're oath breakers.
Exactly.
If they took arms up against we the people, let alone the Second Amendment, my goodness gracious. That guy is freaking insane, though. He really needs to be committed. Well, the whole lot of them needs to be committed, too. I'm Catholic. I was raised Catholic. I love everybody. Okay, what a nutso thing to freaking out say. Oh, my God.
And here's the thing, though. All that was deflection. She deflected so she wouldn't have to answer the question.
That's
really all it was.
Did you see how irate she got? Her eyes were spitting fire, man.
Yeah, and from that point forward, she wouldn't let anyone else speak.
Nope. And then waving her finger around like everybody is 2 years old. You don't even wave your finger like that at a two-year-old. Come on. And she's waving it at adults? Come on, really? She's unhinged, too. They all are.
Well, you're not going to get an argument out of me about that.
I don't forget it.
But anyway, there's supposed to be some kind of gathering happening in Virginia on the 20th, and there's a implications been made that something may be staged there in order to elicit a response or something to that effect. There are a lot of people that are worried about whatever it is that's happening on the 20th.
Okay, I'd have to go back and see if Jared posted anything, Jared from Guns and Gadgets, because he is my source for Second Amendment news, and if anybody knows, he knows. And I did not. Let me check my notification. See if I got a notification on that today. And if something is going to go down,
okay. Here's what I found.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's wanting to know. Oh, great! So it goes to a message board, which doesn't tell me what the hell's going on. All right.
Well, if something is going to go down, then,
well, there's going to be a vigil to commemorate the lives of over 1,000 Virginians killed by gun violence each year. It'll be on the It's on the General Assembly House Delegates Meeting Schedule Calendar. Also listed for other dates are rallies for climate change and yada, yada, yada. Okay, so what they're thinking is that somebody's going to do something stupid at this vigil.
Well, you know that it's going to be coming from a provocateur. You know that.
Of course.
And
but all they have to do is paint this provocateur as a crazed right-wing Trump supporter. And Alex
well, you
Jones
know what, that's what they've been portraying everybody thus far. And, you know, never mind the fact that, because the last two gun violence shootings that happened in California, they were proven to be false flags anyhow. So, and one was allegedly a Elizabeth Warren supporter. You know, they got
it backwards. There was a church shooting here in Texas the other day. I also know what I don't know. I don't know the old boy's name. I don't know if that's been released. I don't know if anything has been released in the way of actual information. But he managed to get off two shots from a shotgun, and somebody from the congregation basically put him down.
Well, good. Good, 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 good. But wasn't that also, wasn't the name of that church Christ Church also?
Let me find out.
I just think that is a very, very strange if it was called Christ Church. But see, and you're not going to hear
okay.
that.
Interesting. I don't have the name of the church yet, but I do have the man of the name of the shooter. Apparently it was a gentleman by the name of Keith Kinnunen, K-I-N-N-U-N-E-N. Opened fire at a Texas church this weekend. Well, the church was in White Settlement, but
Jeez Louise, let me see if I can find something. Because I thought the name of it was Christ Church. And I just thought, and I could be wrong, but it just definitely rings a bell.
Let's see. Okay. On Sunday, a gunman killed two people in the West Freeway Church of Christ in Settlement, Texas, which is a western suburb of Fort Worth. Within seconds of launching the attack, the shooter was killed by the church's volunteer security guards. Okay. White Settlement police were called at around 10 a.m. as the shooting was live streamed from the church's YouTube channel during communion. The video is no longer available.
Yeah, according to High Impact Vlogs, Brian posted, and I'm just reading the headline, MSM narrative, White Settlement shooter was a white guy in disguise.
No, he was a white guy. At least according to the information that I'm seeing here, he was a white guy from Arizona.
Yeah, I would definitely have to, because I did not watch this particular video, and he published it 5 hours ago. But you know what? I say total complete props to the person that took him down, because you rarely get that kind of attachment to those stories. You know, It would be more
apparently
be more
a gentleman
like,
named Richard Wallace was one of the victims.
Crazed gunman takes down another crazed gunman, you know? It just makes me sick to my stomach. And of course nobody's a hero in that one.
I'm apparently, and see, this is the thing that kind of gets me, and it makes me question a lot of stuff. First, I heard whoever it was former FBI, and then now he's supposedly a former sheriff deputy and the owner of On Target Firearms Training Academy, which, okay, if all of that's true, then hooray for him. But I'm just not seeing – they're always so sketchy with the information when they do bring it about, right? It's like, well, I'm trying to read this and learn as I go here.
Well, of course they're going to be sketchy about it.
anyway.
You know, they're just,
how many different oddball attacks have there been in Texas that has been taken down like that, though?
Well, more so in Texas, okay, because Texas, what, isn't it open carry, concealed carry?
No. Well, open carry if you have a license.
Okay.
Well, see, there's the thing. They want to keep the control of the license.
Well, see,
in other words, if you have a concealed carry permit, then now you can carry openly.
Because I know in Arizona, you know, you don't even have to register your weapon, and so it is an open carry state. So I think that's great. You never hear any of this crap going down in Arizona at all. And I don't believe in registering your weapons anyhow. I just think that that's a bunch of bullshit because it's just another way of people control.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's for.
And you know how they live to control the people. You know,
yes.
And everybody comply, comply, comply. Comply, comply, I'll spit in your eye.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. You know, this, I ended up getting a TWIC card for my job. But then I realized, damn, they slipped that one in. You know, it's basically just another, you know, I don't know. Everything's crazy.
Well,
that's all I know.
Well, the whole, you know, New World Order, you know, Agenda 21, 2030, it's freaking here. It's already being implemented in so many different forms and fashions. You do have a caller with their hand up, by the way. You know, this real ID card and another
right.
way to control you. And it's like if you want to travel, because I plan on going out of the country one of these decades, and I want to travel someplace. You know, someplace other than the United States. And, you know, I just don't feel the necessity for them to get up all in my business.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let Michael in just because.
Hola.
Well, he generally has the time to keep up a lot better with the local in state news than I do at this point.
Yeah, you know, this thing about that shooter in the church, what I'm really angry about is the nutcases on the other side who are trashing Abbott. Now, I don't like Abbott, but you don't trash Abbott because he signed a bill that allowed churches to have armed security. And look how it paid off. There was only, two people killed or so forth when it could have been 45 or 50. And,
okay,
and
so
fortunately,
it was a security guard. I'm sorry, Michael.
Well, go ahead.
Was it a security guard that actually ended it, or was it a civilian?
I don't know about that.
No, he wasn't a paid security guard. He was a volunteer from the church. There was actually two of them that took shots. But if it hadn't have been for the one guy who took one shot and blew the man's face off, basically, which I'm happy about, that's the thing that needs to be done all across the board. When somebody does something like that, you don't give them a fair trial. You do away with them right then and there. And that kind of stuff would stop.
For sure, you're absolutely right, because you call the police, and who knows when the response time is going to be. First and foremost, it could be, even if you say, hey, there is an armed intruder breaking into my house, and I have my weapon, spot on them. Still the response time could be 20 minutes, could be 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, according to the Austin American Statesman in the White Oak area, I think that's where that took place, if I'm not mistaken, the average response time of the police is 10 minutes. It took just 6 seconds for this guy to do away with this dude. So was he justified? You're damn right he was.
For sure.
It was in White Settlement, sure. Texas.
Or White Settlement, yeah. But the thing is that's what the Austin American Statesman had. They had an article in there this morning that was saying that about the response time. And to me, that makes a big difference. If the police aren't going to respond any quicker than that, whether it's because they're eating donuts or whether they're just too far away to get to it, is irrelevant.
Right.
The fact that we need to have people, armed citizens, to protect ourselves.
For sure. And what if, and I don't know the geographics of that church as opposed to anything, but if the response time is 10 minutes or more, what about rural areas? I mean, rural areas, the response time could be a day.
Yeah, exactly.
So really, but I'm right with you, Mr. Mike, as far as I think that everybody has the right to bear arms and whether, they believe in concealed carry, open carry, blah, 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 doesn't really matter at the time. Justice was served, and in that type of a situation, you can't hesitate.
No, you can't. You absolutely can't. And this goes back to the situation in Virginia. There's all kinds of articles out there if you look for them, and DuckDuckGo is one of the best search engines I've seen. I mean, you just get thousands of articles about this kind of stuff, that the governor, and people are questioning whether he has the right to do this or not. First of all, he's violating the Constitution, end of story, really. But
right.
Now they're talking about, because of all the sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary counties that are forming in Virginia, he's talking about calling in NATO troops to arrest people because he doesn't think the National Guard will actually start arresting the sheriffs who won't abide by the law. And when he does that, Lord have mercy, all hell is going to break loose.
Well, for sure. I mean, because, you know, it's the same principle as, here, you know, put on your little light blue helmet and come get us. It's just a bunch of baloney. NATO, you know, I don't believe, or maybe it was actually implemented for this very reason. Because if you backtrack and see all the rights and stuff that the UN has against we the people of the United States, you know, they trump everybody. They trump, local, federal, state and federal. They trump them, and it is insane how much power the UN has over the United States.
Oh yeah, and
well,
by the way, the guys—they're
not going to like the response to that.
No, they're not. And but the name of the guy that actually was the one that took down the shooter, his name was Lorinda Graham Van Newkirk, and he was at one time a former sheriff deputy, or
love
at least
him.
According to this. Yeah, and you can find this all written up at www.kwtx.com, which was the news station, I guess, that was reporting all of this, or one of them at any rate. But, I mean, and he did own some sort of a firearm training or something. I forget exactly what, it doesn't mention it there, but anyway, I mean, this is getting totally crazy, and it's going to get worse before it gets better until we do what you suggested earlier, is that people need to stand up and just say no. I mean,
right.
You know, 100 million people need to go to Washington and say, look, this stuff is going to end today, or we're going to drag you out by your ears and tar
right.
and feather you.
And that I'm right with you, Michael. You know, I've been saying that for years and years and years.
Yep.
You know, just like, the riots, the LA riots, because of Rodney King, that was the first thing. And how many Korean business owners in LA were on the rooftop of their buildings, businesses, you know, carrying AK-47s and so on and so on, and nobody screwed around with the Korean businesses. And this is what has to happen. I mean, you protect what is yours, and people see you carrying, packing, whatever you want to call it, you know, they're going to think twice.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because the stores that actually got broke into and looted were the ones that weren't freaking protected. But the Korean business owner says bull loan even to that, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's apparently a group of people out there that think that red flag laws should be used to take away Dan Crenshaw's guns. You know, he's the military.
Pluto.
What?
Dan Crenshaw is a friggin' Luno. He helped write the CAPS Act, and he is He's freaking insane. This guy freaking was over there, and he lost an eye to an IED, and he thinks, and he gets a hero's welcome and stuff, and this is how he spits in the, he spit right smack dab on the Constitution. He's the friggin' rhino. He's another one, Republican in name only, and he's a piece of crap. I could go on and on and on about him, but he should. I mean, he's insane. His wife actually caused a ruckus in a bar, and if I remember correctly, oh, I think she actually threw a drink on somebody. This is Dan Crenshaw's wife. He's a senator.
Yeah.
You know that. And
no, he's not a senator, is he?
He's
not
a
from
congressman.
Texas.
He's
a congressman from Texas, yeah.
Yeah, and his wife causes this big hoopla, and nothing happens because he's Danny Crenshaw. He's a war hero. He's a piece of crap.
Well, I didn't know all that about him, but I don't like the idea of red flag laws, period.
No, because they're always abused.
Yeah.
Check into the TAPS Act. Oh, and then you have another perfect example. You got that Alyssa, I'm a nobody actress, Milano. she's all for, you know, take guns away. She has already admitted that she has mental issues. Okay, and she has two guns in her house for protection. Okay, why isn't somebody red flagging her?
I suppose that would be a good question. Of course, you have to have, you know, like proof that she has, like, documented mental illness of some sort.
Oh,
that would be part of it.
She's already admitted that she has mental issues, so, her admitting it, isn't that omission itself? Yeah, I'm a crackpot, but I have guns in my house to protect me. Freaking, it just,
this is interesting.
It blows my mind.
There's a Google whistleblower who exposed meddling in the 2016 election. Apparently, his wife, who was 29, was just killed in a car crash after she, quote, lost control and veered into the path of a tractor trailer. How convenient.
Oh, yeah. They were buddies. They were buddies with the Clintons, and they whistle blew on the Clintons. So how coinky dinky is that? So, what, there's another body count for the Clintons? I just read that yesterday, as a matter of fact. Huh?
Well, I was looking for the Clinton connection because I wasn't aware of it, and so apparently he testified that Google's algorithm gave 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, so... He went crazy on his Twitter. Michael knows I want to call it something else. but he went crazy on his Twitter. I shouldn't say crazy, but he's like, yeah, Hillary. I mean, he's pointing fingers left and right on his Twitter. And I'm just like, right on. Right friggin' on. But, yeah, it did not look good for the Clintons at all. I don't know, guys. I don't know. We friggin' live in... That's another thing. Look at all the sins against Hillary that have been proven. And she's still walking around. Oh, my gosh. I don't and
well,
map.
You know, the sad part about it is, though, when you talk about things like that, you know, I know, and most everybody in their right mind know that Hillary is guilty of those things. But it hasn't been proven because she hasn't been convicted. She hasn't been brought to justice. And that's the only way you can really prove things is to bring their butts into court and present the evidence and convict them. That's all you can do. And they've never even brought anything to court or any evidence to court, at least to my knowledge. Now, I'm not saying that she hasn't done those things.
Well, okay. When you have the wicked witch testifying, but sure, she's not sworn in at all. You know, and you got James Comey that is covering up for her, changing the words of everything so that Hillary doesn't have to serve time in jail. This is what is it going to? I'm totally with you, Mike. I want friggin' my lantern and I want my pitchfork. And then I'll just have some tar in one bag and feathers in the other bag. But something drastically has to happen. It just is. It's so friggin' crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, man.
I don't know. I'm looking at some of the comments to the article. They're talking about I-15 in Escondido, which is supposedly where it happened, is a divided highway, so it's almost impossible that she ended up in oncoming traffic, although, that's just a comment. You have no idea what to take of it.
Okay, because there's a divider. Okay, and the
right.
divider is concrete. So she would
right.
not have been just like cruising, because I'm very familiar with that area. She wouldn't have been just like cruising. Yeah, totally, yeah.
Well, it depending on the type of vehicle she was driving, those things can. The onboard computers on those can easily be hacked, and she could
sure.
lose control of her brakes, her steering, the whole nine yards. I mean, you know, I'm not sure what the circumstances were, but.
Well, just like that Michael Hastings car, the Mercedes that he
right.
was driving, and he had all that information, and then voila, you know, his engine flies out of his car, and what is located, I don't know how many feet away from his car, which is kind of like physically impossible unless there was some kind of detonator that was used and actually uplifted it and pushed it so far away. It's bizarre to me. And then, but they're all like, they all have dirt on the Clintons.
Yeah,
and you know, and people are begging Hillary to run. And it's like, oh,
well, see,
that's
the game that they're playing.
Oh my gosh, that hurts just to laugh. But yeah. Not one person said, Hillary, we want you to run. You know, and her and her ugly, homely ass-looking daughter, Chelsea, are making this book run. You know, what is it? Empower Ugly Women book tour or something like that. And, okay, you guys have to admit. Okay, look at Democratic women, then look at Republican women. Are conservative women. Okay. Oh, gosh. Oh,
I got nothing.
The just the guy's attire, okay? men's attire. Look at Democratic attire as opposed to Republican or conservative attire. Okay, there is no comparison, man. but Chelsea and her oh my gosh, they caught Hillary wearing, oh my gosh, this tent. Oh, that hurts. She was wearing a dark blue tent with big old huge white polka dots. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's just like this is bizarre. But yeah, now she's telling everybody that everybody wants me to run for president. It's like, no, Hillary, you're delusional.
I think that once this all gets locked up and they do the Democratic National Convention, they're going to try to float somebody like Hillary Clinton, or they're going to try to float Michelle Obama. They're going to try to float somebody else as the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party.
Okay. Well, you know, we got to spread the news far and wide that Michelle is really Michael Obama, and you know, and he played that role as a female for 8 friggin' years, and Barry Hussein Satoru Michael's husband or Michael's wife? You know, because I'm still trying to learn what's that?
You know what, though, Miss Eva? I mean, at this point, they already have an openly gay mayor who's running for candidate who's actually doing pretty well in the polls.
He
certainly isn't up around Biden and Warren yet, but I mean, considering he's going around bragging about him and his husband, so, you know, those Democrats are just quote unquote open-minded enough, they very well may elect the very first transsexual, I guess, maybe, president?
No,
I could see him trying to run for him.
I think that he would just be the first openly admitted homosexual. Okay, because...
Well, that, yeah.
Because it's already been proven that Barry Hussein Satoru has had male lovers before. Okay, so but they tried to keep that in the closet. They didn't want that known. But with his recent escapades of stating that he is from Kenya, which makes his whole presidency illegitimate, so now I think that would harm Michael Obama a lot. You know, because there's a lot of things about him too. I mean, he lost. He was asked to step down out of that law firm that he was working for because he actually had hired Barry Hussein Satoru to work at that law firm. So he was asked to step down, and that we're talking about Michael Michelle Obama at this point in time.
Yeah.
So he had to surrender his law license.
Biden wants to, if he's elected, wants to nominate Obama to the Supreme Court.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw that. Wouldn't that just be lovely?
Oh, God.
But as far as I know, Barry Hussein Satoru is not backing quid pro Joe Quo.
No, he's not.
He's not backing him. So, but that just may be the carrot that, you know, to dangle in front of him. I don't know, but
yeah, because I saw somewhere that Obama said that if Warren wins the nomination, he wants everybody to support her. So, I mean, it sounds like he's trying to do everything he can to make sure that Biden doesn't get nominated.
But to my knowledge, Barry Hussein Satoru does not have a law license. So how he how he could be, brought into the Supreme Court is beyond me, unless he does a, you know, crash course in getting a law degree. And I kind of doubt that. But, you know, there's so many things that I wanted to go back on to Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's like opening mouth and inserting foot in a lot of the things that he's been saying. And people are just getting really disgusted with him also. You know, that may be,
but as of last week, Thursday of last week, he surged into first place in the Iowa polls for the Democrats, and now they're suggesting that he probably will win the Democratic Iowa caucus.
Well, okay, and so, but look at the big picture. Trump is a shoo-in, okay? Trump is going to win, period. There is no ifs, ands, and buts. Even if they yanked him out of the presidential position, he's still going to friggin' run again. He's going to get elected again. And that's all there is to it, period.
Well, that may be the case. And I'm not going to argue. I wouldn't even present an argument against that, because I agree. I think Trump will be reelected. However, don't say it's impossible for him not to be, because if you go and you look at the registries of Democrats versus Republicans in this country right now, there is 89 million plus registered Democrats, and there's only 64 million registered Republicans. If the Democrats all get together and say, "We're voting, and we're going to vote you out," he'll be out.
Yeah, but, okay, Michael, now, are these legitimate, and I mean really legitimate registered voters? Are they, gosh, I'm losing so many Twitter followers, I can't believe it. I'm trying to find that thing that I posted on Twitter about Buttigieg. Really, truly, are these legitimate voters, for one thing? And if that's the case, then it would not have changed much since the last election. So wouldn't those numbers pretty much be the same? And if they are the same, then you tell me how Trump was elected.
Okay, Trump was elected in 2016 because 82% of the Republicans voted for him, along with 40% of the independents, whereas the Democratic Party thought Hillary was a shoo-in, and they only had a 42% voter rate. And that comes from the federal database. Now, whether that's proof positive, I can't tell you. I just know that that's in the federal database. You know, there's a whole lot of situations that are going on that make me wonder whether or not, just like I saw today, in fact, an article that said that the a federal study from the GOP or no, the GPO or whatever you call that nonsense has, according to what you see written in the newspapers, has absolutely found that Trump's tariffs have actually harmed this country more than they've helped this country. Now, that's coming from the feds. And so when we read stuff like that, we don't really know whether it's factual unless you've got somebody there that actually counted every vote. You know, why do you think that the Democrats don't want the Electoral College? Because that's what elected Trump. It wasn't a popular vote. It was the Electoral College, and the Democrats want it gone. Already, the state of Oregon, the state of Washington, and the state of Colorado, along with Nevada, has now posted this thing that the Electoral College in each one of those states all have similar bills that all electors must vote what the popular vote is in the state. Now, that's what it was designed to do, but it's also a trick.
Well, of course, there's tomfoolery in everything, it's like posting something to that effect, and then people are like, well, instead of fighting them, we might as well join them, and which is totally, completely, come on, ridiculous by all means. And I don't know. I think that if there was, if you leave the Electoral College alone, and if there was an election today, right now, that Trump would win hands down. Period.
Oh, I think he would. I'm not denying that at all. I'm just saying that there's a possibility for anything to happen, and that the things that I just listed are those possibilities. I think you'll be elected hands down.
Possibility as opposed to probability, you know, it's still two totally different things. And, I cannot find that dang thing on my Twitter. Because anything is possible. You know,
yeah,
but the probability, what's the probability there?
Well,
and,
not very high.
That sounds familiar
but,
for some
okay.
reason.
Well, wait. Let me throw that line back in the ocean. Let me reel that back. Because Congress, perfect example. You got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you have Ilhan Omar, you have Rashida Tlaib, you had Analia Presley. And, I mean, if those people aren't all friggin' anti-American and they are in Congress, I mean, yeah, look at that. Look at that sham.
Well, I can't argue that.
Bless you, whoever sneezed.
Thank you, Miss Diva. I couldn't hit the button fast enough.
It's okay. We all sneeze. Again, bizarro world we reside in. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. And, I mean, just just their friggin' campaign fund fraud stuff. Why aren't they in jail? Why do these four parasites get a pass? Why is then add another charge to Hunter Biden? Oh my gosh, money laundering.
Yeah, I saw something earlier about some previous investor was wanting to get a look at his Biden's finances because of all the money that everybody lost with his investments.
Right.
Investing with Biden.
Right. And you know what? And actually, the person besides Trump to thank for this is that paternity lawyer. That woman had to prove that Hunter was the baby daddy, because they found out a lot of this dirt on Hunter
mm-hmm.
and exposed it.
Yes.
You know, screw Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
this is, you are the baby daddy. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Well, you
and
know,
the whole family, I mean, listen, guys, and not just guys, okay, and Miss Kemp too, but who, this is so freaking bizarre to me. They're such a weird, weird family. Okay, the one son dies. So, and I know in other countries that they do take on the I think it's in the Jewish tradition, if your brother dies, then the other brother can marry the wife. But okay, so Hunter's brother is 6 feet under, and so he takes it upon himself to divorce his wife and start to have an affair with his brother's wife, and goes to his parents. This is Joe Biden and his wife, and they give their blessing to their son to divorce their daughter-in-law and carry on with the dead son's wife, and then he has an affair on his sister-in-law, and well, technically it wouldn't be a affair, it would be a cheat, he cheated on her, and then knocks this stripper up, and they have a baby. Now he's in total complete denial about it. What kind of family does this? Isn't it bizarre? Isn't it bizarre? I mean, as the world turns with the Bidens.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just there's so many crazy things going on. I mean, you know, there's so much misinformation out there. Not only the mainstream media, but all these little garbage sites that people post on Facebook. I mean, there's just 10 million things a day that is just erroneous that people look at, read, and because it fits their agenda, they believe it 100% and will argue tooth and nail that it's in fact truthful. The sad part about it is, I mean, you can look at that with obviously the Constitution. I'll bet you 99% of the people in this country have no clue what the Constitution actually says. You know, they
don't.
When you go back,
they can't read it because cursive is no longer accepted in schools, they don't push it. Okay,
yeah.
that was the main thing.
Yeah.
You know how during
the impeachment process, the radical Trump supporters, and there are some radical ones out there, not necessarily
don't call me
everybody
names.
Who's were saying that Donald Trump wasn't getting due process in the thing. Well, I beg to differ because this is like four sentences from the Constitution on the Fifth Amendment, which is due process. It says that no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, and prosperity without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. That is what due process is.
But
now, is Trump, assuming he is convicted, is his life in danger?
Hold on.
There's a big difference between a civil criminal case and a political case. They're not even remotely close to one another. Okay? And so Trump was not being deprived of his life, his liberty, or his property during the inquiry and the House impeachment. I mean, he was not.
So he just did get due process. To defend himself.
In fact, are you ready for this? Go to Article 4 or the Fourth Amendment and read, I forget the two sections now, you have to read the whole amendment, but there is no such thing as due process in the Constitution for impeachment. It doesn't exist.
In order for this to be legit, he still has to be able to defend himself in some way, form, or fashion. Surely
yes, he will
set up
in the Senate.
A one-sided game plan.
Right.
Well, see,
but
there
he,
you go.
He will
and,
get,
and this is where, this is where we're hung up now. Nancy's not walking him over.
Right. But see, the other thing is that people don't understand the Senate trial. The Senate trial is not like what you see when you watch Perry Mason or whatever it is you might be watching. The Senate trial is this. There are nine jurors that are picked, okay, out of the Senate. And those jurors have no requirement, nor do they have any opportunity to question anything or any witness. Only the presiding judge, which will happens to be John Roberts in this case, and all questions for all witnesses have to be submitted in writing to the Chief Justice, and the Chief Justice then submits them to the lawyers for both sides, who in private can ask the questions, not to the public. Okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's what I'm saying is people don't really understand the Constitution. They start reading all this stuff that people just post out there.
Okay, nothing
look
has even. Okay, who is acting attorney as far as the Senate goes? And we already know who Trump's acting attorney is, and nothing was sent to Giuliani as far as any kind of, well, they withheld testimony and stuff. You know, they had, were doing it in private underneath the steps of, not the White House, but they were doing it in the basement of wherever they were doing it. So
that's
it was
the
all
rules of the Senate. That's the rules of the House, though, Eve. And it was the same rules they used against Bill Clinton. It's the same rules they would have used against Richard Nixon. And it's the same rules that were used against Andrew Johnson. The point that I'm saying,
but what you're ignoring is everybody still had the opportunity to present their side. In this case, as far as the House goes, President Trump has not been able to have anyone cross-examined, or has not been able to present witnesses.
And
that's right, because the impeachment process does not allow him to have lawyers cross-examine.
You just read that, though. You just read that there he was entitled to it. So
no, he's entitled to it if he's indicted by a grand jury, which he has not been indicted by.
Okay, the difference between those three that were impeached and Trump's hokey-dokey impeachment is that the three that were impeached actually had crimes against them, okay? Trump has not committed any impeachable offenses. And
first of all, you have to understand that there is the impeachment process, according to the Constitution, doesn't give a damn about that. Read what Alexander Hamilton said about it. He stated that the impeachment process must include not only high crimes and misdemeanors, but it must include loss of faith by Congress of the prevailing official.
Okay,
and so what has he done that resulted in any of this?
Well, let's, for example,
high crime or misdemeanor, what has he done that's caused a loss in faith?
He hasn't committed any high crimes. What he has done, according to the House, is that his actions have failed. I'm just saying this is according to the House. Has failed to support Congress. That's what the House is saying. And when the president doesn't support Congress,
his
that's
job
a loss
isn't to support
of
Congress.
It is, sure is.
His job isn't
that's
to
his
support
one of his
job.
It is not.
His job is to do the will of the American people.
Exactly.
What is his oath of office? That I will do everything possible to preserve the integrity of the Constitution of the United States.
Okay.
So what has he done that took away from didn't preserve the Constitution? What did he do that was unconstitutional?
What he did that was unconstitutional is he told his people, "You will not honor a subpoena." A legal subpoena.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
That was after we went through the entirety of the Mueller report, in which he was telling anybody, "You want to talk to him? Talk to him. I don't care."
Yeah, but
once the Mueller report got nowhere, and they started this new level of witch hunt, that's when he shut everything down and says, "Look, we're not playing with you people." They're making laws as they go. They're intentionally misinterpreting anything and everything that he says in any way they can to make it seem like it's in a negative light. Hell, Adam Schiff, during one of the whatever in the hell it was that they televised, as soon as somebody said something that could be skewed as negative towards Trump, he immediately calls a recess and runs straight for a microphone to talk about this groundbreaking new testimony that implies that Donald Trump did this illegally, and at the end had to sit there and eat it when whoever the Republican representative was looked at all four of the witnesses, including the one that Schiff went and ran for the microphone for. Did Trump is Trump guilty of any impeachable offense? Are you a firsthand witness of Trump being guilty of an impeachable offense? And none of them could answer that in the affirmative.
Exactly. And,
okay.
You know, it is, I would actually have to research that as far as what you said, Michael, as far as the president has to stick up for the Senate, because if the Senate is doing wrong by we the people, then how could the president honor his oath and then also stick up for the Senate if the Senate is screwing over we the people? I mean, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. To me, it doesn't.
Well, I understand why you say that, and I can agree with you. There's a lot of things that doesn't make sense. The problem of it is that you can't mix apples and oranges, and that's what's taken place in this whole impeachment nightmare, people are confusing, or they're not confusing, they're downright lying about what the impeachment process is.
Well, you know? because you know, it's you know that saying, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with BS. You had, again, Adam Schiff go on national TV, and I can't quote him verbatim, and he's up there and he's spewing out his butt like he always does, and the president said, Eight times, we're going to get him. You better prosecute. You better do this. And he, it was all a lie. Everything that he testified to in front of Congress and the Senate was a bald-faced lie. And he also reiterated on national TV the lie.
Uh-huh.
And this is this.
That was when he went up and claimed what was in the transcript of the phone call.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like gangsta style. And it's like, yeah, listen up, boys, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take our machine guns and we're gonna put them to their head. You know, that's how asinine this is. And oh, my gosh. And if that isn't baffling them with bullshit, I don't know what is.
Guys, hey, listen, I have to go and work an 8-hour shift tonight. So what I would like to do at this point is go ahead. I've been up since like 8 o'clock this morning. I am sitting here nodding off. So I need to go take a quick nap so I can get up and get ready and go to work. So I'm going to go ahead and call this at this point in time. And, y'all both have yourselves a wonderful evening and all that good stuff on it. Thank you.
Right, our love.
She didn't have her headphones on when she slid that up. Y'all have a good night.
Night.
Yeah.